For the history or know the history of Fort McCoy, it started in 1909 when Robert Bruce McCoy started buying up tracts of land in the south side of Route 21. And it was a little bit used in World War I, but really in World War II is when the government purchased the 60,000 acres we have today. And then it used for mobilization, building all these white World War II buildings, which we didn't use in World War II for mob, but we did in Korea. And then Vietnam, and then in the 1980s when the Cuban refugees came in, we housed them here. Desert Shield, Desert Storm, we mobilized troops again. Then after 9/11 in the global war on terror, we mobilized tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of soldiers through Fort McCoy from 2001 all the way through, really, today, you could argue, as we continue sending people out to the Middle East. We did the Afghan guest mission 3 years ago where 13,500 Afghanis came in. And there's 100 plus years of history here at Fort McCoy that you just all walked through. It's the history of it. It's the infinite game. It's looking beyond just today and thinking about the future and how do we posture for years to come. That's the history of it. Today, you are all the present of Fort McCoy. Like, you are making the next round of history. All of you, I've said this, we will not be written about in the history books here. No one's going to write about us and be like, hey, you were part of that organization in some small capacity. But every little bit counts. As we walked through there, there was some just trash on the ground that I picked up. Like, when you don't walk by trash, make it better every time you go. And you are writing the future of it right now. And someday in these buildings, there's going to be one of those cubicle areas that's dedicated to what you did here, whether it's the Afghan mission, whether it's the next conflict, because there will be a next conflict. There is no doubt that America is not done fighting wars. We are in an interwar period right now. And Fort McCoy is going to mobilize again. There will be tens of thousands of soldiers here one day mobilizing to an unforeseen land in a God-forbidden conflict that we don't want to fight. But guess what? Nobody else in the world is going to do it. There's not one other country that's going to stand up and fight for democracy but the United States of America. Britain has divested of its big ships and assets and relies on America to do it. The other nations aren't deploying across the globe. America is the only one that can deliver global power on sea lift to any other country. No one else can do it. If not us, then who? No one. And it's going to happen here at Fort McCoy. So thank you so much for what you're doing. It matters. I hung out with the fire department a little